Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined this show by my good buddy Bob. Hey, Bob, pull up a stool. You're sitting in Dennis's spot tonight.
Yeah, these are big shoes to fill. I'm a little bit nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. Just yell at me and mess up a couple words, and I'll mess up a couple words, and we'll have fun.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I'll be able to live up to the legend, but we'll see how well I do tonight.
Well, we're gonna miss Den tonight, but we're gonna have a little fun. We're gonna do a little first thing you think of with a food aspect to it. Sound like a good time to you?
It sounds like great time to me. I know you guys have done this a number of times. I'm like I said, I'm a little bit leery on being able to live up to the reputation of our good friend Dennis, and hopefully I won't be too far off the mark.
Oh, we'll have fun with it. If not, I'll just pick on you and we'll get through it.
Okay.
So I'll buy tonight. You need a couple of margaritas to get the edge off here, Bob.
Yeah, I think maybe. So I'm usually the third guy of the group here, so you guys carry the conversation and I just jump in and throw a lot of sense around. So.
Well, we'll have some fun. It'll work out. Do you want me to give you one first, or you want to throw me one first?
Why don't you give me one first, and maybe that'll kind of give me a clue as to what to do next.
Okay, I'll start you off, and I will start it off with food. You can go anywhere with food, but this is a food one. Anticipating. What are you anticipating the most?
Anticipating. Well, if it's, let's say, so I can go two ways with this, right? I could go like a regular Disney restaurant, if it's food related, or I could go food and wine. Food and wine, I would say I'm anticipating the lamb meatball. That was the dish that won the festival for me last year, and frankly, like most years, if a dish was the winner in the year previous, I want to see if it could live up to the memory that I had from the previous year. If it were a regular Disney restaurant, anticipation, geez, that one's a harder one. If I wanted to go back and have a meal, I guess I'd have to confess it would be one of two things: the bangers and mash that you so eloquently recommended to us, or at Rosencrown, or you guys mentioned it on the Food and Wine show, I think, or Dennis did. Captain's Grill, the braised beef short rib at that restaurant is just utterly phenomenal.
Oh, there you go. You did good.
Thank you.
Hit me with one.
Okay, so I'm going to hit you with, what if I said Boardwalk?
Boardwalk, I'd say Flying Fish Cafe. And have you ever eaten there?
Oh, yeah, I have. We walked in one day. We made a very quick, on the spur of the moment, ADR as we were driving into Orlando one Friday night. And we went in, and a friend of ours had suggested to sit at the chef's table if we could, or the counter, that is.
Mm-hmm. I know. And
we asked the maitre d', could we
see,
sit
it's
at
just
the,
like having Dennis.
Exactly. we asked if we could sit at the chef's counter, and they let us do that. We had a nice bottle of wine. They brought out an amuse-bouche, the little sort of like sort of starter, had some appetizers, had a very nice meal. I had that potato wrap snapper, which was phenomenal. Look, I mispronounced one. Phenomenal. And it was a great night. It was really a great night. It's a great restaurant. I recommend it.
Yeah, I the last time I ate there, I had the Chilean sea bass, and it was out of this world. It's really an upscale restaurant. I mean, you have to. It's one of those restaurants where it's on Disney property, so you can wear shorts and, you know, your polo shirt or whatever. But for the most part, I would say kind of try to get dressed up to go here because it's a night out. Wouldn't you agree with me?
Oh, absolutely. And at that particular occasion, you know, it was right after opening, so it was not all that crowded until we left, and we had just driven in from Atlanta, so we weren't, like, you know, dressed up, to a degree that you would say that we would go to a California grill. But
it's kind of elegant in that way. It is an elegant restaurant.
It was fun to be able to sit at that chef counter. I mean, I would recommend it for anybody that's going and has the desire to do so, because we had one of the sous chefs right across from us and just talking to us as we were, you know, having our wine and, you know, going through the courses of dinner. It was just it was entertainment in and of itself to be able to do that and enjoy a great meal. Yep. It's one of the places we haven't gotten our son to yet, and we really need to.
It's awesome. We were at a nice table right by the counter there, so I could see all the flames going on in the back, and I could see them cooking, but I wasn't right there. But I told the story the one time we ate there. It had Larry Bird, Charles Barkley. It was during the season that the Miami Heat was playing in the championship, in the NBA Finals. Yeah. Dwayne Wade, Shaquille O'Neal, they were all eating in the back room together. There was like 30 basketball legends down there. It was really awesome.
That's fantastic. Did you see recently, I think in the last week or so, they actually reported that Flying Fish is going to undergo a major refurbishment early next year?
Yeah, absolutely. I read that article, and that's what made me pop right in my head. I'm looking forward to that, too, because I want to eat there again. I really enjoyed myself there. I highly recommend that place.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do to the restaurant to change it. I mean, supposedly, you know, the kitchen and the dining room both are going to be renovated, but, you know, they're not going to change the seafood concept. So it'll be, I'm looking forward to seeing it too. In fact, maybe we'll stop in for a visit beforehand so that we can at least before and after. Yeah, well, before and after, but, I mean, if you think about what happened with California Grill, I mean, the menu was changed somewhat after the refurb, and, you know, if there's any chance whatsoever that potato wrap snapper isn't going to be I want to make sure I at least get one more try at it.
That was really good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
My next word for you is overhyped.
What is overhyped?
It could be a restaurant, a meal at Food and Wine, or it could be a restaurant that you guys eating at.
I'm not going to go into depth on this one. We already did on the Food and Wine show. The German marketplace at Food and Wine is overhyped.
Oh, okay. I didn't expect you to go there, but you can kick Germany as much as you possibly can.
Well, I mean, you know, we talked about it on the show. I mean, it, you know, it's very popular, the meals that they serve there. It's just, I think that they could do, they could be at least a little more creative with regard to the menu that they serve. You know, it's popular, right? They're going to do what the majority of the population want to see. And they want to see the roast bratwurst and the pasta gratin come back. That's great. I can understand that. Overhyped. You know, I'm going to say something that is probably going to be a little bit controversial. I'm going to say that I used to think the Polynesian Resort was overhyped.
Okay.
The newly finished refurb has changed my opinion a little bit.
Gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they did a really good job with it, especially the portion that includes Trader Sam's and the outside patio by Trader Sam's. They did a great job with the pool. I've seen some comments lately that people are stressing out a little bit over the fact that the waterfall and lobby is gone. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think they did a really good job. You know,
of moving it forward and keeping it, they kind of kept its roots, but also moved it forward. I think they did. I think they kept the best of both worlds there myself.
I do. I think so too. And honestly, we did stay, we have stayed there once. We felt at the time that it just looked a little old, and they've addressed that through this refurbishment. So I give them high marks on what they've done. And I would have said that they were overhyped before, but now I kind of see, I've seen the light a little bit.
Okay, good answer. What do you got for me?
Okay, so I am going to say dessert.
Dessert? Oh, the first thing that popped into my head, which this is all about, is it's absolutely the... what you would call it at Yak and Yeti, the fried wontons with the vanilla ice cream. Haven't had that yet, have you?
No, we haven't had that, but that sounds great.
Yeah, they have fried wontons. It has fresh, it has fried wontons with fresh made vanilla ice cream with grilled pineapple on the skewers. It is to die for. I would drive there right now, and my wife loves the mango pie at the Yak and Yeti.
Oh, wow, that sounds good, too.
Have you ever eaten at the Yak and Yeti?
We've eaten at the Yak and Yeti, but we never made it to dessert. We just had, I think we talked about this on one of the shows, but we had sort of like stir-fried green beans.
The fried green beans.
Those were phenomenal, too. You know, and then I'm kind of I've got a weakness for... you know, the dishes that have like the Asian noodles. Mm-hmm. I have that at Kona Cafe all the time. So I just had like a Asian noodle and chicken dish. It was very, very good. But no, we've never made it to the desserts.
Well, you guys have to go to the Yak and Yeti. And you said I haven't steered you wrong yet. And you got to go there and get the fried wontons with the vanilla ice cream. It's skewers of fresh pineapple, cream cheese wontons, vanilla ice cream, and honey vanilla drizzle.
Oh.
It's ridiculous. And the mango pie is on a shortbread cookie crust with fresh whipped cream and raspberry sauce. The two of them are ridiculous.
So am I to understand then that Mrs. Main Street's favorite is the mango pie and yours is the wontons?
Absolutely. Let me put it this way. I told the story on the show before, and I probably haven't told you, and I don't want to get people sad, but we lost our dog, Precious. She was 17 years old. And when the dog passed away, I actually called Disney and got a hold of the Yak and Yeti and got a hold of the manager there to get mango pie sent to the house.
Oh, wow. What a husband.
I did everything I could, and for some reason, they couldn't ship that for me. And the manager felt so bad, he was trying to send me free hats, free T-shirts. They offered me a free dinner the next time we went down, so I kept his name. But I didn't want anything for free. I just wanted to get my wife mango pie to cheer her up.
Oh, what a husband.
I love my wife to pieces. She's the best thing that ever happened to me. But that's how much she loves that mango pie. And my wife isn't a dessert eater either. Like, she likes to eat healthy the whole nine yards. But when we're there, that mango pie is ridiculous. And the fried wontons are out of this world. You got to try them next time you're down, Bob.
Do you hear that, Mrs. All in WDW? We have to have the wontons.
It's a must. Okay, my next one for you is underappreciated.
Underappreciated. Underappreciated. Boy, you're really good at this. I'm pretty horrible. But
no, you're not. We're having a good time. You just got me to tell a story about my poor puppy and mango pie and fried wontons. How would that be?
Well, that was very touching to hear about. And my wife, when she listens back at this, is going to really like that. Underappreciated. What is under? You know what's underappreciated? Darn it! If I say something other than this, then I am going to be absolutely derelict in my duties. The Coronado Springs Resort is underappreciated.
There you go.
So this is the thing that really gets me. I'm sure I've said this somewhere along the line. I know I've said it in print on my site, but on the show I had to have mentioned the Coronado Springs Resort gets this bad rap for being a convention resort. Well, people, the Boardwalk, the Beach Club, the Contemporary, all these places on Swan and Dolphin, all these places that are deluxe resorts are convention resorts. So what's the big problem with having a moderate resort that's a convention resort? We've been at the Coronado Springs not just to sit at Laguna Bar and enjoy the view and a couple of beverages, but we've been there to stay at Coronado probably 2 dozen times in times that we've been going to Walt Disney World since 1999. And I think there's only been two times that we've been there when there were crazy conventions, mm-hmm. and neither one of them were so obnoxiously crowded that it became unfun. And so don't be afraid of the fact that it's a convention resort. In our estimation, it's just right under a deluxe resort at a moderate price.
Absolutely. I agree with you on that. It's a beautiful resort, but I just think it's the community, the Disney community, it's not like they're bullies, but it's kind of like the cool thing. There's certain things that are cool, there's certain things that aren't. And for some reason, the Contemporary, like a perfect example, the what's the restaurant at Tony's Town Tavern? For some reason, no matter what that place does, it's never going to get any appreciation whatsoever. It's just one of those things. Everybody likes it. It's cliche or cool to say that Tony Town Tavern is not good. Yeah, it's not. It's not from Little Italy. You're not getting Italian from Little Italy. But I've eaten there enough times where it's good food. It's not bad food. It's not the best thing you've ever had, but people like to trash it. And for some reason, because it's a moderate, all the cheerleaders would go there. Like, because they hold all these events there, people try to shy away from it. And I don't get it because it's a beautiful resort.
But they just had we were down there, I'm going to say early July, and they had an event that was covered by ESPN, and it was some martial arts competition. It was huge. There were tons of people there, but it was fun. I mean, here were these kids and adults who were their coaches coming by, and you'd have a conversation with them. And this kid, one of the fellas was in some type of a competition that was going to be on ESPN2 the next day. And I get on my phone and I go on to AT&T UVerse, not that I'm saying a commercial, but I go ahead and I can set our DVR to record it while we're down in Orlando. And when we came back, we did watch it. So, I mean, you know, it's fun. And you're right, Doug. I mean, you know, Port Orleans resorts are always in the moderate class going to be the favorite of Disney fans, whether they're familiar with Disney or they're just newbies. The bottom line is that they're different. If you want to have a resort where you've got access, quick access to other areas of Disney, meaning in this case Disney Springs, Downtown Disney, then you want to stay at the Port Orleans Resort.
Thing that gets it too, not to cut you off, but the other thing that makes it bad, and I don't agree with this because I love the Animal Kingdom Lodge, but Coronado Springs gets the same rap because of its location out by, you understand what I'm saying, because of where it's located? That's what also hurts it too. But for me, I love being out at the Animal Kingdom. I feel like I'm in another, when I'm there, I feel like I'm in my own little deserted area, if you follow. I love the piece of it.
We 100% would agree with that. In fact, you know, even if
the tranquility is what I was coming up with.
We had friends we were going to get together with the last time we were down there, and unfortunately it didn't happen. And one of the things that Mrs. All NWDW wanted to do was take them to Animal Kingdom Lodge just for the sake of seeing the decor and then going out back and seeing the animals out on the savannah. I mean, who cares where it is in Walt Disney World? And, you know, you've told me off the air from time to time, you love having your car down there. I mean, don't be intimidated. If you have a car and you're on Disney Resort, don't be intimidated to drive around the resort. It's well-signed. I mean, people don't drive like maniacs. You eventually get familiar with the the terrain and how to get from one place or another, and you know, you also can use your GPS and it works pretty well. I mean, who cares if it's the Coronado or Animal Kingdom Lodge? It's a little bit off the beaten path. It's still only a number of minutes to get to Crescent Lake, for instance. You come right out of Coronado, you hang a left on Buena Vista, and about 5 minutes later, you're pulling into the Yacht Club. I mean, it's...
Exactly, but for some reason, everybody thinks it's so far away, especially if they're taking buses and transport, but it's really not. And the thing of it is it has its own bus. It's not sharing with nobody else, and a lot... It has that rap, and there's a lot of things in the Disney community that just can't shake it. No matter what they do, they just can't shake it.
It's just one of those things that it's like, I guess maybe from a public relations standpoint, that's somewhere that maybe Disney could focus a little bit. I mean, hey, you know, just because it's a convention resort doesn't mean that you should avoid it. Just because it's off in the west end of property
well,
doesn't
you never
mean you
see
should.
It in any commercials. That's the other thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. So even their DVDs that they send you, it's when they show moderate, they always show the wheel of. It's always Riverside first, then French Quarter, then they'll go to Caribbean Beach, and then last is Coronado. So they even do it to themselves.
Yeah, and I don't understand that too, because on All In WDW, when we've run the moderate resort polls, the Port Orleans resorts, you know, usually, you know, duke it out and one of them wins, the other finishes second, and they've traded back and forth a number of times. Coronado is usually third, Caribbean Beach is usually fourth. And I can tell you, our very first visit in 1999, I called travel agent up back in the day and I said, I've looked through the different resorts. I'm really intrigued by this Caribbean Beach.
That's the first place we stayed in 97. And I did have a good time there. I loved the resort. It didn't bother me. It's just there's so many darn bus stops. That's my problem.
And there's a lot of bus stops at Coronado, too. But this particular travel agent said to me, well, you know, they've got a new resort that just opened called Coronado Springs. Do you want to try that? And I said, all right, new must be good. So they put us in Coronado Springs. And for the first five times we went to Walt Disney World over the, you know, course of about, you know, a 7 or 8 year period, we just stayed at Coronado.
Yep.
We just loved it. It's sort of like, you know, Riverside is to you, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, Riverside's kind of your home base resort. When we would stay at a resort in Walt Disney World, it was always Coronado. We tried others, Swan, Dolphin, Polynesian, Yacht, Beach, Boardwalk, Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Just didn't feel like home to you. We've done the same thing. Yeah. My second favorite's Animal Kingdom.
It's funny. When it comes to the deluxe resorts, I think that my wife and I could have a debate that would just last hours, because we've been to Polynesian, Animal Kingdom Lodge, Yacht, Beach, Boardwalk, as I said, Swan, Dolphin. Most recently, we've been, I think I mentioned this on the Food and Wine show. In fact, one of my readers noted that I threw a shout out to Gurgling Suitcase at Old Key West. Mm-hmm. We've walked through Old Key West a couple times and said, geez, you know, we wouldn't mind staying here once just to, see what it's like.
Not to be smart, get a hold of David's from David's Vacation Club Rentals. It's one of our sponsors, but you can get some really good deals from them for a studio. I would highly recommend you pay them, you know, cash or whatever, and you could stay there for less than what you're staying at Coronado through him.
Wow, that's fantastic.
You should try him one of these times just to try something different. You'll really like the because you get to stay at the vacation clubs for a really good deal.
And it would be nice being at the resort so we can just sort of like stumble up to the Gurgling Suitcase and back.
Absolutely, and go to downtown. Give me your next one.
All right. This is tough. All right, so I don't know how you could probably turn this into food somehow, but I'm going to hit you with a toughie.
Okay.
And I'm going to fess up and say this one came from Mrs. All in WDW.
Oh, okay.
Resort amenities.
Resort amenities. Now you got me to. Well, I'll go to the Animal Kingdom, and the amenities I like there is the savannah. The pools are quiet. I like the Geco, the restaurants there. I mean, you feel like you get so much more because you feel like you're actually on an African savannah there. I think that part, that resort has the most amenities for the buck.
Okay, I would agree with that, and I will tell you this, and this is borderline controversial as well. Animal Kingdom Lodge versus the Polynesian, I would take the Animal Kingdom Lodge each and every time. And the reason is this. You've got the amenities of the animals in the savannah. You've got three really great
Geco,
restaurants.
Geco, Sinai, and Boma are ridiculous.
Exactly. So you got Boma, which in my mind, you don't have the show like you do at Ohana. You don't have the meat on the skewers, but you have a phenomenal selection of meats and other entrees and sides at their buffet. You've got the signature restaurant in Geco, which frankly Polynesian doesn't have. And then you've got another table service option over at Kidani Village in Sanaa, which is, of the three, I'd almost argue the best.
So, well, what I love about Sinai, what I would say is for a go pig out meal, Boma, you can't get any much better. For Geco, it goes neck and hand in hand with any of your signature restaurants in all of Disney World, in my opinion. And Sinai, I think, is the perfect restaurant to have a nice lunch at.
If Animal Kingdom Lodge was on the monorail loop, I'm telling you, it'd be the most popular resort in Walt Disney World.
I love it because then you got like the amenities to continue. You got the outside storytellers. You sit around a fire. You go there because me and the wife stayed there late October, early November. So it was going down in the high 50s, low 60s at night. It was absolutely gorgeous. Sit out by the fire. I mean, it's a ridiculous beauty. And then when you walk through the doors of that place, it just takes your breath away, especially me being in construction with the architecture. And then you got all the African artifacts, like $1 million worth of artifacts that are real. You know, I mean, and then if you read into the resort, they actually had African carpenters come over and thatch the roof of that place. I don't know if you knew that.
No, it's very authentic. I mean,
yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like I said, it's fantastic. I mean, we talked about it a couple minutes ago, but we were going to have some friends come over. And like I said, my wife, one of the things she had at the top of her list, and there were, you know, so much in Walt Disney World to show them. They hadn't been there before. I want to show them the Animal Kingdom Lodge. So, I mean, it didn't work out that we could do that. And, you know, hopefully we'll get a chance to do it at some point in the future. But she had that, you know, as one of her priorities of all the things that you could do in Walt Disney World.
Absolutely. And then even their gift shop, the artifacts, the dig, there's different things in their gift shop that you can't get at any other resort. And I know all of them do, but there's just something special. You always feel like you're discovering something at the Animal Kingdom. That's what I like about it. You know what I'm saying? At the Animal Kingdom Lodge and the Animal Kingdom. But at the lodge, you always feel like you're running. It's like a resort of discovery there.
It's phenomenal. I mean, my favorite Animal Kingdom story, I don't know if I ever saw it, told this on the show, but we had had a rough week. My wife and I were coming for, I think it was a Labor Day weekend. And we had a stay planned at the Dolphin over by Crescent Lake. But I was able to get away from work a day early. And I said to my wife, do you want to drive down a day early? And she said, do you think we can get a room? And I said, well, I've been able to get one night at Animal Kingdom Lodge, and then we'll transfer after that one night over to the Dolphin. And generally, she doesn't like to do a split stay like that. But she knew how badly I wanted to try the Animal Kingdom Lodge. So I walked up to the check-in counter, and the cast member behind the desk said, so you're concierge, right? And I said, I didn't know I was, but if you say so. And she said, yes, I think you're concierge for this visit. So she put me in concierge. Now, the room was fantastic. The fact that we were able to go up into the club lounge and sit and look down in the lobby, what we enjoyed that one night stay so much that a year later, we were going to have a three-night stay over Christmas. Our son had come to visit us from Ohio, and I booked 3 nights at Animal Kingdom Lodge, and I booked it as concierge, as a surprise for him, kind of like a Christmas present. And he just loved every minute of that stay. We might not have even left a resort. I know we went to Epcot because it was right after the new version of Test Track opened, and he wanted to be able to enjoy that. But the majority of that stay, we just stayed around the resort. We wanted to enjoy the surroundings, the decor, the club lounge.
Oh, absolutely. My wife has actually read books there and relaxed. There's just something about, like, usually we're not doing stuff like that, but for some reason, when you're at that resort, it takes over. The relaxation takes over at that place. Laid back.
It does. I mean, we went to Boma for breakfast. I've done that only once, and I wish we'd do it again. I mean, it was phenomenal breakfast. I mean, like a scrambled eggs with goat cheese. I mean, it was just...
It's ridiculous there.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, I'm going to give you the next one, and now it might be skewered, but what restaurant... When I say restaurant atmosphere, which has the best atmosphere?
Best atmosphere. You know, I guess, and, you know, maybe I'm going to kind of answer for
and Dennis. It all depends on what mood you're in.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I'm going to answer for Dennis, too, because I know that this restaurant is... God, there's so many. Rose and Crown.
First thing you think of is the key to this. Okay, so which one came to your mind first? That's what you got to do.
The first one that came to mind was California Grill.
There you go.
And you know, you could argue the old California Grill, the new California Grill, the old menu, the new menu, the quality of the food. I've even said on your show that you know, I had a filet there. And then the very next night went to Captain's Grill and had my, beloved braised beef short rib, and like the short rib more. There's something about the atmosphere of the California Grill, especially when, and I'll tell you, it's got a lot of sentimentality for my family. Mm-hmm. Very first time we went there, it was my wife and my son and I. We got there for a 5:30 reservation. We had a great server. Guy came over and I said, you know, I know it's 5:30. The fireworks weren't until 9 o'clock. If we like fine dine and stretch this out, are you going to be okay with that? He said, you take as long as you want. They had us at a table at the window and I just took, we just took our time. We had some sushi. Then we had a flatbread and then we had salad and then we had an appetizer or vice versa. I mean, we spaced it out over the course of like 3.5 hours so that by the time we were eating dessert, we were watching Wishes.
That's
awesome. And you know, I mean, We've been back there since with our son and friends of his. We've been back there with our son and his fiance a couple of times. We spent a New Year's Day there with our son and his fiance. All 5:30 or 6 o'clock reservation that we stretched out and watched Wishes. And I mean, I can't speak highly enough about the fact, I mean, to be patient enough to let us have that table for so long on the window, which is got to be premium real estate there. Just fantastic. So yeah, I mean, from that type of a memory, I would say California Grill.
Okay, that's a good one. Mine would have been that came to my mind when I said it was, because I say these to myself a lot of times to see how they work. Mine would have been 50s Prime Time Cafe, because there's nothing else like that.
Oh, that it's now. You know, that's not typically Mrs. All in WDW or my type of thing, but we sat down. It was just the two of us, and we sat down at the table, and there was like a couple at the table next to us, and they're working on their homework, and we're working on our homework, and they're asking us to answer their questions. We were asking them to answer our questions, and Mom came over and said, and said, "Are you guys cheating on your homework?" And no, we're not cheating on our homework.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my brother didn't eat his green beans. She was playing airplane with him. And I've had so many different, like, my wife's the same way. She gets a little embarrassed in there. But I just love how they don't break their character. And when you get a chance, try the peanut butter and jelly milkshake there.
We didn't try any. I think you know, we're not huge dessert people. I mean, we'll.
Neither am I until I go to Disney World.
Yeah, I was gonna say, my wife just told me earlier today, she said, "You know, I do really good with my weight until you take me down to Walt Disney World."
Yeah, but that's good. But the, you know, what I love about the place is, we've said it a million times on the show, the comfort food is ridiculous. It's just great American food.
It is, and you know, you can't argue with the the cast members not coming out of character. Another place that's like that is Whispering Canyon over in Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah, catch up.
Exactly.
You know,
that whole shtick. Awesome. I mean, it makes it so entertaining. I mean, you don't think of that when you're going to go to a restaurant, right? You go to a restaurant, and you say, we want to have a nice quiet meal. We didn't know it was going to come with a floor show. And that's basically what you get in Walt Disney World. I mean, each restaurant has their own unique, shtick that just makes them love it.
Everything has a story, and that's what's so great about Disney World. And they keep every restaurant keeps to their story.
That's what makes it so special going there. I mean, you know, some less than others. I mean, I'd be the first one to admit, I love the food at Captain's Grill. I think it's very underrated. I could have answered Captain's Grill for that question too. But there's not a lot of quote unquote floor show, as I called it, but I mean, it's just a nice out. It's a hidden gem type of a restaurant.
What's your next one for me, my friend?
Oh man, you make this so hard.
It's not,
you know,
that hard.
All right. So I'm going to, just because we're doing the food theme and I don't want to be too off the beaten path, I'm going to go with something easy. I think this one's going to be easier. I'm going to say burgers.
Burgers. Well, to be honest with you, my favorite burger on property is Pecos Bill's. Just the whole atmosphere, it's just the whole area of Frontierland over there, eating a hamburger, the Fixin's Bar, the whole nine yards. That's just my favorite hamburger on property is eating at Pecos Bill's.
My Mrs. All in WDW wouldn't be able to agree with you any stronger. She just absolutely loves that Fixin's Bar. In fact, a lot of times, because both she and I do try to watch, like carb intake and all that kind of stuff from time to time. You know, she'll go in, she'll order the burger, and she'll take the bun off. She'll go to the Fixin's Bar, and she'll just load it up with onions and mushrooms and whatever else. And that, it's a great meal for her.
And it goes to show you, because I'm a squeamish, I'm a germaphobe, the whole nine yards. The credit you got to give Disney for how clean that Fixin' Bar stays with the amount of traffic and people that go through that restaurant every day. You got to take your hat off to them. For 99% of the time, it's clean over there, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and it's generally clean in
every
restaurant
It's just amazing how they stay on top of it. If that's at my Great Adventure or local theme park, you wouldn't get me 5 feet near that Fixin's Bar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At certain places, you wouldn't get me near. I know you like the hamburger over at your Luna Bar over at Coronado Springs, but just when you say hamburger, Pecos Bill's to me.
Yeah, for me it would have been three things. You know, the first one is Laguna Bar.
I call it the Luna Bar because you're loony.
Well, yeah, probably for sitting there so often. But the Laguna Bar's burger is actually made by the kitchen that serves Las Ventanas, which is the lesser known of the two sit-down or table service restaurants at Coronado Springs. It's just seasoned very well on the outside, cooked just right. It's not dry. I mean, so often you go to a place, you order a burger, and it's just dry. And this is just, I mean, it probably is my favorite burger on property. If I weren't able to pick that, though, it kind of would be a tie between two things that are a little one better known and one lesser known, and that is Beaches and Cream. They have a phenomenal burger. I really, really enjoyed it. In fact, up to the point till I finally did try it, I too would say Pecos Bill was my favorite burger. But then I tried the Beaches and Cream. It just was fantastic. And then over in the Dolphin is a restaurant called The Fountain.
I know. I've stayed at the Swan and Dolphin probably 7-8 times. I've eaten in there many times. They do have a good burger.
Oh, Doug, I don't know if it was that I was just so hungry. That day.
Mm-hmm.
That burger was just fantastic.
Like, I will admit that I don't eat a lot of burgers around Walt Disney World because there's so many different foods and different offerings that I want to. When I'm at Disney World, my let me try something different hat is on. I want to try things that I can't get here. But the same thing when we're on Main Street, we'll get a hot dogs at Casey's Corner. Just because it's like I get a hot dog at Casey's and I'll get a hamburger at Pecos if I'm going to go that route.
I'm glad you mentioned Casey's because I've got a post that I haven't written yet about Casey's. We stopped in there for the very first time at the beginning of July, and I enjoyed the corn dog nuggets for the first time.
It's a great place. My wife, every once in a while, at a ball game or at Casey's, she'll want a hot dog because she don't eat like that. But every once in a while, you're at Disney, you want to be bad, and we'll grab a hot dog. And most people don't even know the piano player in the back, because we've even seen Yeehaw Bob playing there before. Every once in a while, he'll fill in over there.
Yeah, you told me about that one day. It was interesting to hear. I didn't realize that he played at other places around property.
Yeah, he's supposed to be playing, now that I've read, too, in Downtown Disney.
Really? So, that's interesting.
Yeah, things coming up. He's supposed to be doing something in the new Disney Springs. Well, but I'm going to give you your last one.
Okay.
And it's probably going to go towards where you just told me, but family favorite is what I was getting to.
Family favorite. Okay, we talked about California Grill.
Yes.
We talked about Coronado Springs enough. Probably family favorite. I'm going to go to the attractions. And I'm going to talk about, if I can, three family favorite attractions.
the first thing you think of is three of them.
Yeah, well, they all came to mind at the same time. And it's basically, you know, people will ask you, you know, what's your, like, must-do attraction? And really, there's kind of three of them. And that is, we go to Epcot, we've got to do Spaceship Earth. I really feel that you don't know you're in Disney until you can smell Rome burning.
Absolutely. Or see the paper boy in the corner.
Well, I don't want to start that conversation because you get really upset.
He needs to come out.
Yeah,
I
know.
Don't like it.
Why? Did you ever find out why they turned him around?
No, I never heard anything about it, but I want to hear Reedar about it and him be close to the vehicle again.
I just don't get why they turned him around, that poor boy. All right, so
I don't either.
So the second one, Pirates of the Caribbean, which I'm really excited.
You can smell the water now.
Yeah, exactly. And then the third one, and probably the king of them all, is Haunted Mansion. Whenever we go to Magic Kingdom, we always seem to find our way to Haunted Mansion. So I would say family favorites, that probably those three attractions.
We love all three of them ourselves, and add in the American Adventure and Carousel of Progress, and we're living large.
Yeah. You notice I didn't mention one that you would have expected me to mention.
Which one's that?
I can't mention it. It's been retired in favor of a couple princesses.
Oh, Maelstrom, I know. Yeah. And then my other favorite is myself, is what you call it, Splash Mountain. I love Splash Mountain. I think that ride is it's thrill ride and dark ride. It's the best combination of all in the entire park, in my opinion. The only problem we have is my wife can't get wet all the time, as far as, you know, to ruin her day there.
Yeah, that's the problem that I have, too. You know, the family generally doesn't want to get wet, especially if it's maybe an early spring or late, you know, sort of a winter type day. I just get too cold. The very last time I got my son to go on a wet ride like that was Kali River Rapids and Animal Kingdom. and we both got drenched, and I heard about it for hours and hours and days and years and years.
But you still remembered, so it was worth it.
Yeah, the
There
memory is
you
still
go.
there. The memory is still there.
Well, give me my last one so we can wrap this up, buddy.
Okay. All right. How about refurbishments?
Refurbishment, but goes directly down to Disney Springs. I cannot wait for the whole thing to come together. I can't wait to see the new hangar, the hangar bar, and eat at the boathouses. I haven't had the pleasure there yet. And Chef Morimoto's, and then there's still at least five things or more that are still up Disney's sleeve that we have no idea that's going to be there. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, no, I think there are some things coming. In fact, I haven't really published this, but I have a suspicion from talking to some people that Bongo's is going to be closing down. That's something that actually got published by a website as a rumor a couple months back, and I, never really thought too much about it, but I suspect that one's going to go away and be replaced by a new concept. And
It figures we just did the review on it. It's
Yeah.
gonna go away. That and the House of Blues we did.
House of Blues is fun. We've actually been there. We went
That
to
brunch is
Bongo's. We
awesome,
went
right?
to yeah. Well, we didn't go to the brunch. We actually went at a different time. It's been a number of years now. We've been to Bongo's too, but that also a number of years ago. I think I've
I
said.
like bongos myself.
Yeah, I think I've said this on the show, but my wife and I have just newly rediscovered Downtown Disney. I mean, there was a number of years where we just thought, all right, well, why, if we're going to go somewhere, why are we going to go to Downtown Disney? Why don't we just go to a park? Well, in the last year, 2 years or so, we've begun to appreciate Downtown Disney a lot more. We've been to Wolfgang Puck's Cafe for breakfast, Earl of Sandwich, Splitsville a number of times. We've been that we love the Starbucks down there. We've been to movies at Phipps, at AMC. It's just
Well, both of Wolfgang,
Lava Lounge at
both of,
Rainforest.
yeah, both Wolfgang Puck restaurants have been my favorites for years. I love both them restaurants. My wife, I don't know if your wife would like this, but they have a pumpkin ravioli at Wolfgang Puck's at the restaurant that is out of this world. So.
Anything ravioli is good as far as I'm concerned.
Well, they have a pumpkin ravioli that's there is awesome. Their spicy chicken pizza is incredible. All their pizzas are off awesome. I told the story of we stayed at the Grosvenor. We went across. We stayed right across the street from downtown. It was a 5-minute walk. Every night, my wife would pick on me about going over, but she'd go, "Get me a piece." Yeah, because me and my brother-in-law and my godson, we'd walk over. Well, not my godson every night because he would be tired, him little bum. But me and my brother-in-law every night would walk over to get a snack, and we'd be going. We're going to get some pizza. It'd be around 10:30, 11 o'clock, or and then the wives would be yelling at us, and then we'd be going out the door. Get me some. But I just love that place. I'm so glad the refurbishment of Wolfgang Puck's Express was so needed. Did you eat at it before when the seating was like ridiculous?
No, actually, so that's the one that's down, that's the one that's nearer to the movie theater, right? Not the one in the market section. So
No.
we went to the one that was near Earl of Sandwich.
Okay, yeah, that's the Express. You
Okay.
want to go over to the you want to go over to the restaurant. That's where they have the pumpkin ravioli.
Okay.
See, that used to be the Express over there used to be a lot smaller. There was no it wasn't remodeled like it is now. It was like half the size of what it is now. And you only really had like 10 seats inside and all the other seating was outside. You didn't have all that inside seating.
That's like another one of those places that we just haven't ventured into yet, and another reason and a long list of reasons of why to go back to Walt Disney World again and again. I mean, I get that
Absolutely.
age-old argument from friends and family, and they say, well,
I'm at the point where I tell them to bite me. Excuse me. But I'm like over it. Yeah, if you don't get it, don't get on me for
Yeah,
it.
until you go there, you just don't get it. I mean, I had a friend that was down. He texted me, I think it was just earlier this week or late last week, and he said, does this look familiar? And what he was showing me, Doug, was a picture of Saratoga Springs. I didn't even know he was there. And I said, where are you at? And he said, I'm at Saratoga Springs going to Downtown Disney. I said, are you going to dinner? He said, yes. I said, where are you going to dinner? And he said, we haven't decided yet. So I said, go to the boathouse. He said, done that already, because he had done it earlier on the trip. And I said, do you like sushi? He said, yes. I said, go to Splitsville. He said, I'm on my way.
There you go. That's awesome. Like, I get it from the people that, like, go to the shore every year. And I don't break their stones for wanting to go to the shore every year. But by the time I'm at the Jersey Shore, by the third day, everybody's sitting in the house watching TV doing nothing. You can only walk the boardwalk so many times and eat at 50 of the same pizza places and look at the same T-shirt, but you enjoy that, so I'm not going to break your stones. Like, why do you own that house on the beach? Where I, if that's what you like, you like. But I like Disney World because it's ever changing, it's always new, it's always clean, it's always beautiful, and I'm always discovering something that I've never seen before.
Exactly.
Like just on this show tonight, I've told you to go to. You've told me about your sushi and everything at Splitsville. I'm definitely going to try that again. I've told you to go get fried wontons over at the Yak and Yeti. I've told you Wolfgang Puck's pumpkin ravioli. And you told me different things that neither one of us have heard that we haven't had before. And we can't wait to try it next year.
Exactly. There's always something new to do. There isn't a time that we've gone there we haven't done something new. I mean, two trips ago, we went to the Gurgling Suitcase and Old Key West Resort for the very first time ever of going to Walt Disney World. And we looked around and said, boy, this is really nice.
Olivia's is a beautiful little restaurant off the beaten path. I mean, there's so many different things that you can go to that it's amazing down there.
Yeah, talk about underrated. I mean, that's one. We haven't eaten there yet because we've eaten off the Gurgling Suitcases menu. But we went there for lunch the last time we were there, and they said, you know, you can order off the Olivia's menu if you want. Well, next time we're there, that's what I'm going to do. I mean, there's always something new to do. It doesn't matter where you go. There's resorts we haven't been to yet. We've been to Caribbean Beach just briefly, but we really haven't spent time there. We've never been to Fort Wilderness. We haven't done Hoop-Dee-Doo. We haven't done the Luau. I mean, there's so many different things that we just plain haven't done. I mean, I could, it'd be years and years and years we could go back and still find something new to do.
Absolutely. I mean, me and Brenda, I mean, I think Caribbean Beach and Shutters and that, I mean, that whole area, the food court and all, I think it's, be honest with you, I think Caribbean Beach has one of the nicer food courts. It's very underrated. Have you ever eaten at their food court?
Yeah, we did. One time we went there. The only thing we didn't like, and you mentioned that it has a lot of bus stops. The thing we didn't like was that as you walk through the resort and from building to building, you had to like cross streets where traffic would come. And that was something that, you know, we just didn't feel quite as comfortable with in comparison to Coronado Springs, which we admittedly have a very high opinion of, but that's all enclosed and you don't really have to worry about traffic as you walk through the resort.
Nah, I mean, me and Brenda liked Old Port Royal. I liked the whole food court area, and then Shutters. We've eaten at that sit down restaurant. And we had one of the best meals we've ever had. It's nice in there. It's calm. They got a banana-crusted mahi-mahi that's really, really good there.
Banana-crusted mahi-mahi.
It's really good. I mean, and the prices are good at the restaurant. I mean, you're talking in the $20 ranges, you know. I mean, they have different pastas and chicken. They have a little bit of everything. Island pasta and shrimp, which is very good. You get, you know. It has sausage, pergoli, peppers, cream sauce, spinach, goat cheese, and it's like $19.99. They have a grilled beef ribeye there. But the banana crusted mahi mahi is what I got. It was ridiculous.
Oh, banana crusted mahi mahi. You know, if it's fish, it's got to be healthy, right?
Absolutely. but you know what I'm saying? Like if you, now, I'm just, that's another meal. I mean, we could go on and on and on for days about things that are there that we, you know, we need to try or want to try. That's the beauty of it. And it isn't always expensive. I spend more than $19.99 for a meal at my local establishment. I just told the story. I went out for my birthday. I dropped $130 on a meal, for me and my wife for my birthday meal. I mean, it's and I could have picked 15 places at Disney World I'd have rather been at off the top of my head for less money than that.
Exactly. And we've talked about that on the show, right? I mean, you know, when it really comes down to it, why go to somewhere like Le Cellier when you can go to Rose and Crown and have the bangers and mash and have a great meal? I mean, you know, the filet is phenomenal, but and the decay, you know, the whole mystique and, you know, decor is phenomenal, but you know, you can find other meals for half the price that are just as filling and just as delicious.
Yeah, in a different way. And the point is, yeah, I said on my last show, me and Den talked about it. I love Le Cellier. I still do. My whole beef against it is they started to smell themselves, and it's 2 dining credits, which everybody knows here, but I still love the place. But the point is, there's places all over that property that are no more expensive than your local places you eat at. It's like I go to a place called Tony Luke's around here. It's supposed to be one of the best cheesesteaks in the world. Dude, it's $12 for a cheesesteak. $10, $12 for a cheesesteak. It's the same price as what I can get the same lunch. I can get lobster roll at Columbia Harbor House for less than that. So, I mean, it's like they complain, but they don't realize what they're complaining about because you spend the same. I bet you just go to downtown Atlanta, all different places. Starbucks is no more in Disney World than it is in your local Starbucks, is it?
If it is, it's just pennies, but you're absolutely right. I
Exactly.
mean, you know, we live in Atlanta, and you know, we'll go to a number of restaurants, and the one place that I've talked about or written about a lot, that's non-Disney related is New York Prime in Atlanta is a phenomenal steakhouse. And well, it has a really great filet, but it's a $50 filet. And you go to a Le Cellier or a Yachtsman or a Shula's, it's going to be comparable priced. And you know, it might or might not be as good as what, you know, we feel New York Prime is. So I mean, you know, I think, you know, the point being that, you know, we generally look at Disney and say, boy, it's really expensive to eat or enjoy some of the amenities, restaurants, snacks, you know, et cetera, at Disney. But at the end of the day, probably all in all, isn't all that more expensive than anywhere else.
No, my argument has been, and we're going to end this, is that if you stayed home for vacation and went out and ate breakfast, lunch, and dinner every single day, you'd spend as much as you spent down there. The reason it seems so expensive because it's on top of everything else you've already spent.
No, absolutely. No, I agree with that.
But that's going to be it for this week. I am so happy you set in. I enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun. Did you have fun doing this?
Absolutely. It's I don't know if I lived up to you
Oh,
know, the
you did
living
great.
legend Dennis Conroy, but hopefully you know, hopefully I did satisfactory enough that that the readers don't turn the off dial the second that we start talking.
Nah, we had a great time. It's a fun thing. I came up with it a couple years ago, and I just think it lets you talk about all different things throughout the park. That's the reason I do it.
And that's what's the beauty of your show. I mean, you know, when I've been able to be on it and we've done the draft or talked about food and wine or a, you know, just a great activity like this, I mean, it's an opportunity for someone who's been to Disney to hear about maybe something that's a favorite of theirs, or it's an opportunity for someone who hasn't been to Disney yet to say, hey, I want to know something about this, you know, Coronado Springs Resort. And, you know, they pick up something from our conversation that says, hey, you know, it's, you know, it must not be all that bad. Maybe it's somewhere we can try, or the, you know, the Pecos Bill Burger, or the, banana mahi mahi. Boy, I can't wait to try that.
Yeah, banana crusted mahi mahi over at the Shutters at the Caribbean Beach Resort. But it was great. Everybody go check Bob out at All In WDW. Check out his great articles. He just wrote his 1,000 posts, so congratulations on that, Bob. You're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you very much.
And please go check us out. Please give us a rating on iTunes. I got a birthday one or two on there, so thank you guys. But please, every one of those reviews on iTunes really mean a lot to us. We really appreciate them. And we will catch you on the next show. I'll talk to you later, Bob. You picking up the I paid the tab so you can get the little tip here for our
You
bartender.
got it.
Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. The show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.